Last week, we drove another smaller crossover SUV, the Kia Niro, that comes in three versions, the hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric version, which I drove. My normal daily routine means I drive about 50 to 60 kilometers to work and back, as well as longer drives in the evenings and on the weekends to the beach or mountains. The Niro EV catered easily for my driving needs, with over 400 kilometers available at full charge, and when I needed to recharge it, it was easily plugged in overnight, ready for the next day. Driving the Niro EV was a bit like a go-kart. It simply went, but the roll-on driving style is better than many other EVs that have a sharp deceleration when you take your foot off the accelerator. Inside it was comfortable and roomy, especially for two people, which is usually the most it will have. The interior is typically Kia, which means it's well laid out and functional. Priced from around $65,990 plus usual costs, it's expensive, and when you consider that the plug-in electric hybrid is some $15,000 cheaper and you can get almost the same around town driving benefits as the EV, it's a high price to pay for a fully electric car. This is Motoring Minute, I'm Brianna Fraser.
Before you buy a new car, the place to head is anyauto.com.au. If you're looking for a luxury SUV, check out the review of the Audi SQ7 Quattro. How about this for a comparison? The Nissan Patrol TIL versus the new Toyota Land Cruiser 300 series. And for tradies or for the farm, the Isuzu D-Max SX single cab chassis two-wheel drive high-ride ute review. Check out those reviews and so much more. There's always a lot going on at anyauto.com.au.